Continuing from what we were discussing yesterday, we're talking about the idea of asking for the Gula Laman Shimcha, for the Hashem, the sake of Hashem's name, as in, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, says in the Sivas HaMishpat of Yaakov Avlisa, Hashem and the Jewish people have had a shared sense of destiny. We're in it together. Let's explore that a little bit more because it's so crucial, especially at this time of year. Pasuk in Shmuel, Mikamcha Yisrael Gayachad Baaretz, who's like the Jews, your people, like Israel, one nation in the world. Shehalcha Elokim Liftais Leilam L'Sum Lo Shem V'Las Es Lachem Agdula. Who Hashem went to redeem for himself as a people, to make him a name, also to accomplish for you greatness and be fearful for and fearful things for your land, driving out those nations before you. The Malbim on the spot, and it's an amazing Malbim. This is in Shmuel Beis Zion Chaf Gimel. This is a line that is just actually mind blowing. It's talking about why we should ask Hashem to save us, and he says to him, "Mitzad Ribi Ha'Isus V'Amosim, all the different miracles that Hashem's done for us. What was the name? What was the purpose? To make Hashem's name great in the world, make the Jewish people's name great in the world. Sha'al Yadam Noda." Shem Hashem. Through these miracles, Hashem's name was known to Hires Sateva Moshalana, that Hashem destroys nature, so to speak, and totally rules over it. Ugdulas Yisrael Sha'asach Kolza Ba'avaram, and the greatness of the Jewish people, that he did all of this for them, but far enough. And then he says the critical line, Sheshem Hashem, Ugdulas Yisrael Tliyim Ze Bazeh, because Hashem's name and the greatness of the Jewish people are dependent on each other. And this actually adds a whole new dimension to our understanding of the Amidah. When we daven for the Geula, Re'evon Yeinu Re'evon Re'evenu, see our suffering, fight our battle, Ugalinu Mehera, redeem us speedily, L'man Shemecha. Why do you ask for the Geula? Not for us, but for you, Hashem. For the sake of your name, why could you ask Chazakata? And it fits with everything that we've been saying. Even if we're not fitting, even if we're not worthy to be redeemed because of our impoverished deeds, we still ask for the Geula L'man Shemecha, for the sake of your name, Hashem, that your name shouldn't be desecrated amongst the nations. Like Yeshua and Perek Zion, when talking about the war, the battle against Ai, Umata Sel Hashemcha Gadol, what are you going to do for your great name? Because when the Jewish people are in pain, even individuals, that causes a chilul Hashem. Just the fact that we're found in galus is a chilul Hashem. So pasuk in Yecheskel, v'afitzasam b'goyim v'avayel ha'goyim shel ba'usham v'yechal l'shem kachi. When the Jewish people are weak, it looks like there's no God in the world, because it says, "Am Hashem elim eretz yisrael." Yeah, God's rejected you. God's left you. Even though it was Hashem that sent us into this exile, nonetheless. Nonetheless, it looks like Hashem doesn't have the ability to look after his people. And that is a chilul Hashem. And therefore, when we daven for the Geula, what are we davening for? We're davening for Kvod Shamayim, that all the nations of the world should recognize the true reality of Hashem's existence. Nothing more, nothing less. But ultimately, it's all about Hashem's name, which is called upon us, because we do have this shared sense of destiny.